All right, everybody, we got an election approaching. We do a segment every day on the program after the 10:30 news called In Transit. So we said, let's have both of those things collide. Let's have the election and In Transit collide. We're going to take a look at the promises made by the various political parties when it comes to transit, see which hold up and which are too far-fetched. We go to Pierre Barriot, joins us once again on the program, a lecturer in transport planning, president of Gris Orange Consultant. Hi, Pierre. Welcome back.
Good morning to you and everybody else.
All right. So, there's so many different ways to do this because there's so many different promises that are out there, right? I'll start off with one that maybe is the most newsy because it came out, I think, the latest. Quebec Solidaire, Gabriel Nadeau-Dubois, saying that the government should start up car sharing services, like Cumin Auto. They should start these up in all types of cities across Quebec, right? And I would love to know from your perspective, what do you think about the government getting involved in an industry like this?
Well, for me, that might not be the most optimal way of spending the money to support car sharing across the province of Quebec. We already have car sharing implemented in many of the larger cities, such as Montreal, Gatineau, and many other cities across the province. And I believe instead of the government taking over this, a policy of support and subsidizing to get the systems up and running would be a much more cost-effective way of doing it. Because I don't believe that the role of the government is to be owning hundreds of thousands of cars and running the fleet.
Yeah,
so that's my political point of view.
It's so curious, right, Pierre? Because yes, it seems like it's a political take, right? But also, like Cumin Auto doing just fine, and the only reason we lost Car2Go in this city is because Car2Go had to close up shop in all of North America and they just decided to leave the whole continent. And if it was just a Montreal decision, they probably would have stayed because they're doing as well. So they were doing well here as well. And I do find it curious when the government says, OK, let's get involved in something when it works as a private business. OK. The reason why we get to economic statements here, do you feel like basically when you look at any of these promises, any promise from any of the parties, does it all come down to like making the cost benefit analysis?
Not in an election period, unfortunately.
Yes.
It's more a question, the cost benefit analysis, and more questions, how many dollars do I have to spend to get an additional vote? That's more the type of cost benefit analysis that's happening right now across the province.
Gotcha. Okay. I want to talk about maybe a few other promises that we've heard. This one is interesting. And the Parti Québécois, they've got some wind in their sails. The poll numbers for them are increasing. So they have promised $1 per day, unlimited public transit. What's interesting there, okay, so $365 for a year. But it also includes things like, Montreal to Trois-Rivières, Montreal to Quebec City. Like it doesn't just include your local public transit. What do you think about that as a way to encourage public transit, but also maybe seeing other parts of Quebec?
Well, historically, studies have shown that subsidizing fares is not the best way to increase ridership. So if the objective is to help people access due to economic difficulty mass transit, that's okay. But free or even much more subsidized, has been demonstrated time and time again that the best way is instead to improve service, improve infrastructure. You get a much better bang for your buck. I've seen studies that say 4 to 5 times, and some go up to 10 times the impact per dollar spent. So, because if you do that past, you're talking about a deficit of almost $1 billion per year that the government would have to chip in the pot. And that $1 billion does not put a single additional bus, does not add a single additional train. And the other issue is, yes, on the urban, a few more people are going to use it. Unfortunately, we don't have the infrastructure, so you have to spend billions of dollars to increase the capacity. But also on the interurban, if it's $1 to go to Quebec City, basically it costs over $60 for them to actually provide the service.
Yeah.
So at $59 deficit per run, you're looking at major problems, but the worst problem is B, that you'd have to start running the buses every 30 seconds or a minute because everybody's going to start using it.
Yeah.
And then everything becomes ginormous in terms of deficit and spending to get all of that up and running.
Yeah, it is incredible. If you were actually go through with that, the demand would far outweigh the capacity at that price, which is an interesting thing. We're with Pierre Barriot, lecturer in transport planning, president of Gris Orange Consultant. We're talking about the promises made over this election campaign in matters of transit. So, Pierre, listen, our listeners should know, comments do not equal endorsements, and I'll take that at heart, whatever you say here. So when we talk about infrastructure, when you look at the various parties, right, and if for you the key is smart spending on infrastructure, do you think there's a party here that has the best plan for smart spending of money on infrastructure?
There are parties that either have a great plan. Let's take, for example, Quebec Solidaire. They have a great vision, great ideas. Multiple specialists have confirmed that the budget is nowhere near what it would probably cost, and more sufficient analysis would have to be done. But, I mean, they are providing a complete service. Many people, and I agree, that have put into we're not sure if it's the best idea for their Quebec Rail project to offer a competing service to Via Rail instead of working in cooperation for Via Rail, for example. So there's these types of things. Quebec Solidaire is the dreamer, if you wish. And sometimes we do have to dream, and part of the whole political discourse is to have a dream. On the other side, if we're talking economics, the Conservative Party of Quebec has a very simple platform in which economically is going to cost very little, because basically their platform limits itself to three main things. Number one, increasing the speed limits on highways. Number two, increasing speed limits on snowmobiles and VTTs. Yeah. And the third one is canceling the streetcar in Quebec City. Yeah. So in terms of cost, they're not costing anything, basically. They're actually making money by canceling the project. But yes, that's fiscally interesting, but in terms of the province of Quebec, that's not the road that we need to cross if we want to get towards sustainability.
Before I run out of time here, Pierre, because we're limited on this, I want to get, and maybe this was the next thing you were going to say, but I want to get to, and I know I've been told, François Legault has told me in Montreal, we should not be meddling in the affairs of Quebec City. So, but I need to talk about Le Troisième Lien, this, you know, the tunnel between Quebec and Lévis and the proposal, I guess, which is a big battle in Quebec City between the Conservatives and the CAQ. Oh, it should be a bridge and that kind of thing. What's your take on that? You know, to demystify this for us Montrealers that maybe don't understand this story, does Quebec City need that Troisième Lien? What should it be?
It's a question of build it and they will come, or don't build it and they won't come. And that's the main thing that's happening right now for Lévis. If Lévis gets their bridge, it's going to become the Longueuil of Quebec City. It's going to become huge. If they don't build a bridge, Lévis will have to stay compact and have a better ecological footprint. Now, the issue with the Conservative Party is they want to build their highway link going to L'Île d'Orléans. And that is something that has a lot of opposition because L'Île d'Orléans is mostly rural and agricultural. But by building that highway going to L'Île d'Orléans, it would become the suburbanization, and we would lose most of all of those arable lands. Huh. So that's sort of the issue. And the CAQ on their project of the third link is not necessarily the optimal spending of government dollars either. And the demand does not justify building that link either. So, and I know I'm an intellectual and I know I'm from Montreal, but you can quote me on this.
Yeah.
It's not the best bang for your buck. It's actually it should be judged as being an unfavorable project. The good project is to put streetcars on the old Quebec Bridge linking Lévis and downtown Quebec, thereby increasing capacity. And by doing other projects of that type, and just proposing more density. But unfortunately, the CAC and the Conservative Party, it's a question of addiction to roads, and it's a dangerous addiction that we do have to break, and that's in Quebec City. But don't forget, also in Montreal, the current government is proposing major major highway expansion as well.
Pierre?
And this, we have to keep our eye on it.
Pierre, thank you so much for talking about transit and all of the promises this morning. It was really, really, really interesting. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, and we'll talk soon.
Absolutely. That's Pierre Barriot, a lecturer in transport planning and president of Gris Orange Consultant.